First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 32 of our Lenten journey is given by Addison Acock. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
FBC Athens and all those listening, here we are. We are making it to the end of the 40 days and 40 nights. We have heard many stories from our church family about their journeys with God, and I want you to take a moment to reflect on the journey of this Lent for you. For me, it started as every Lent does with an Ash Wednesday decision to give up or take on a new task to prepare myself for the resurrection of Jesus. I decided to read a short book titled Lent by Esau Macaulay. The book provided excellent insight on the history of Lent and the journey to the cross. What I found most intriguing was the way he talked about our fast throughout Lent. Macaulay was forthright in bringing up the irony of placing an ashen cross on our head to signify our fasting, and Jesus saying, "And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." This is a valid point to bring up and one that is troubling at the surface level. But Macaulay digs deeper. He then went on to make the point that it is not about the fasting and being better for God, but it is about trying and failing. In 2 Corinthians, Jesus says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." In the trials that we face throughout Lent, the failures are more valuable to the Lord than not eating sweets for the entirety of Lent. This is because God works through our iniquities and our failures, the least of these, the last that is first. I mean, the man that denied Christ was the cornerstone of the church. This Lent has unmasked my iniquities more than in the past. I feel like I've been wandering aimlessly trying to find my way back. For example, I took the MCAT, or the Medical College Admissions Test, on March 9th, right smack in the middle of Lent. The process of studying took me through Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, my birthday, Valentine's Day, and UGA spring break. I took about 9 practice exams before the exam, and I never felt prepared for the final MCAT. I felt like I did not do enough to succeed, and the practice scores I was receiving did not generate much confidence. Once I finished my official MCAT, I felt lost. Remembering the hours I spent and the support I received, I felt like I had let everyone down, including myself. But when I came home, I was surprised by how much support I received from my family. They embraced me even in what felt like a failure and embraced me with joy and understanding. Their love seeped into my weakness and helped me to remember how God has been with me throughout the difficult times in my life. For those that are wondering, I still have not yet received my score, and that's all right for now. I realized at that moment that the wandering I have been feeling and still feel through this year's Lent is okay. It brought to mind a memory I have as a child. When I asked my mother about why Lent is so long and why fasting is so important, she reminded me of the story of Jesus wandering through the desert and being tempted. I believe that the confrontation of my failures is natural and necessary because it helps me to remember that I cannot move through life alone. We all need God to come into our lives and fill in our weaknesses. This love comes in many forms, like the hug from our family, the fellowship of the church, coffee with a friend, some time alone, hiking, and especially scripture. The two verses that come to me during Lent are Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And the other one being Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As we make our way to the cross on Easter, I ask you to look back on the times this Lent when you have been confronted by your failures. But then keep searching around those memories for ways that God shone through those moments and remained with you. May the rock of God be visible to you in your time of need. Amen.